cigarettes.
Yeah. I'm going to take the tequila. It's too heavy.
It's what?
The monster.
Here's your purse. Here, let me see what that brings up. Do you want some water?
Huh?
You want some water?
Bring it.
Here, then replace it with the Yeti.
Into the ground. So when it knocked everything over, we couldn't place it. So we had to dig a hole, put it into the ground.
Oh my gosh.
We've had that plant for probably 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like.
You still have it?
Yeah. It's planted right up here now between those two trees.
Oh,
we actually did it without a planter.
Oh, because
really
it's already
well.
Growing through the bottom.
Yeah. So
oh,
since
Mary,
of it, it's
good.
Like it's meant to live here now.
Yeah.
No Jerry, matter what at this
it.
Point.
What?
Even if we move,
you'll come visit it.
Oh. Oh, did you get our text? We were on the way.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. And I said I'm leaving too. Only because I only have before I pass out.
What's that?
Because of my teeth.
Yeah.
That aren't so good, and the metal spike sticking down that's been killing me for 2 months.
Oh, yeah, did you show Wing your smile?
There you go.
She likes that. You've seen those before.
All right. You should put your phones inside and come out here.
Oh. Yeah, there's seats on.
Here's my phone.
Little Nestor here. In his festive St. Patrick's Day stuff. Nestor. Every holiday,
Halloween.
Nestor. No matter what holiday. No matter what holiday, he's always dressed up. Go see, relax.
He's great.
Halloween, St. Patty's. Christmas, Valentine.
Yeah.
He was more
you dress him?
Yeah.
For each of us?
We didn't do Mardi Gras, no.
Oh,
we got a new puppy.
We got a new puppy. Hi.
Hey, new puppy.
Yeah,
oh my gosh. You're so
I got
a
oh, girl.
You're so cute.
I'm no Wing. You're
your friend. I'm talking at you.
What?
They're talking.
Fuck is being wrong.
Come here. Come here.
So sad. Come here.
Where'd you go?
Baby, it's good. Behave.
So our neighbor has four little dogs like this.
Oh,
she had a little 3.5-year-old dog who had like a palate issue and all this.
She was a, they had her as a breeding dog, kept her in a cage.
Right.
Oh,
now
is she a Maltese?
Yeah.
You guess you could say she's been fucked.
Yeah.
And you're so happy but now?
Yes, now you're happy.
Yes, so happy now.
But the bird's not happy because Wing loves you too.
Yeah, well, the bird and this one do not get along.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Your attention.
Protective over you.
Yeah.
Which way are we blocking you?
Oh my gosh, there you go.
I'm going to go this
way. I
couldn't
figure out what was cold on my elbow.
Oh,
it was a kitty nose.
Well, it's good to see you're clearing up the stuff like you were before.
Here.
Yeah.
It was a kitty cat nose.
Oh, well, actually, the thing is that we started having plumbing problems, and we had to literally move everything out
of the
area. So that's why I got stacked back up again.
What a nightmare.
Because we had to empty. You notice the door closes.
Oh, the bathroom.
Yeah, this whole area was bad. I had to take care of that.
What a nightmare.
And she finds room to clutter everything.
Well, no, this is all the stuff we had that we had to actually...
Oh, where did the wall of...
The toys.
Toys boxed up.
Oh, good. So they didn't get wet.
Yeah.
Hi, you are the cutest little person I have ever seen.
You look like
mine. My neighbor wants to live for a little dog. 3.5 years old. He choked on an apple for
yesterday. But she has like 5 dogs.
She has 4. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Elliot.
No. when my cat died, no, and I was there taking her to the hospital, I wasn't like, well, I have 4 others in case this one goes.
It's like kids.
Only Elliot.
Have another one.
Only
Elliot would be like that.
May I
apologize
for my dress?
Yes,
please.
You want to go out
there?
Yeah.
Go outside.
Why?
I got a drink. Guys, I'm not going to report everything we say. Fucking
right out. Y'all
probably in my teeth.
Yeah, do you need a drink or you have one?
I agree with water. We're good.
Okay, I'll be right out.
Oh.
Oh. Tummy. Oh. Tummy hurts. This is the cutest little dog I've ever seen. Elliot. Oh, she lost a dog, but she has 3 others.
I need a notepad.
Huh?
Let's get a notepad.
Just remember, I'm not gonna let you do that either.
Say what?
I'm not gonna let you do that either.
Why?
I've got a pair of Crocs. You like them?
I never liked those shoes.
Well, they're flip-flop Crocs. But what's nice is that they're really
light.
Watch
out, they're right under your butt.
They're really light.
Yeah.
But they, like, massage your feet. They have little spooky things to massage. And you can put little decorations.
Oh my God, I'm just dripping sweat.
Yeah. I'm not ready to buff.
And bugs. You see huge mosquitoes. Did you see them? By her feet?
No.
Watch me.
What?
Watch me, they'll be all over me.
Thank you.
They live in these chairs.
Oh. How are we with the ants?
What?
The ants.
Ants?
Yeah.
Oh, pretty good.
Okay.
They use no crawl on us out here.
Oh.
Although I'll be biting you in a minute.
The ants?
The bugs.
Oh.
Whatever bug you got, I'll find me.
I can spray you with aromatherapy.
You got one?
Yeah. Oh. Let's see if one shows up.
I'm on enough narcotic to not
notice.
Did you see his teeth?
Beautiful.
Yeah, like the nail sticking out?
Great for, you know. Do you want to get a Costco one Saturday?
Fuck you.
So, I guess this judge is either bought and paid off or blackmailed.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Well, it's almost an insane order.
Can I have some of that?
He did put a few sentences in there to give me an out on the fraud. Ms. Garcia kept alleging fraud. Ms. Garcia kept alleging fraud.
Yeah.
He said it a couple of places.
It was his duty at that point.
What?
It was his duty to call you to show cause, to show Sweet Apple who's committing fraud here. And he should have motioned that first, on his own motion. He's in a lot of deep trouble.
Well, let's start from the beginning. We always knew their goal was this. To shut me down, to shut you guys down, and to get this thing set for sale.
Right.
And to make it so the nail's in the coffin, and you had can file nothing to stop the sale this time.
Well, I'm filing
the bankruptcy
everything.
Orders,
fuck
hold on, because the bankruptcy order says it, nobody else can file a bankruptcy except in rem, you know, because it's in rem only.
To the 15th.
So that, yeah, so they can't get a judgment against you personally for any deficiency. But first of all, the goal is to try to save the house.
Right.
So is there any possibility of someone coming up with this money to help you?
No, no. My first goal is to stop the sale.
You're not going to do it.
Oh, I'm going to. Trust me.
Elliot?
I got my own
Elliot,
idea.
Listen.
I got it.
Your own thing has never worked. It's not going to start working now.
It'll work. It keeps us going.
What is it? Well, tell me what you plan on filing. It's not my name, so I don't care. So tell me. I need to know. I need to be ready for it. I can't get blindsided.
I'm going to obviously try to disqualify him.
Okay.
I'm going to file for the rehearing. And everything else, I'm not worried about him calling me up for contempt or whatever. And
well,
criminal. He'd go fuck himself.
Well, put it this way. I can't have you file anything until he lets me off the case and he says, I'm not responsible for anything.
I'm going to fire you otherwise. And then he can't stop me.
No, he can. And
he
I'm
can't.
Still responsible. So I'm going to get an order
okay,
to get off the
on.
Case.
Okay, so
okay emergency.
Because I can't have these running up against me.
Okay.
I've worked my entire career, now I'm looking at $1 million judgment against me potentially, personally.
Yeah. Well, so
unless
am I.
Unless I win the appeal.
So am I. I'm
yeah,
brought into
case.
This
it's
too.
It's not my case. I'm the attorney, and it's not fair for me to be stuck with $1 million of fees, and if you keep filing shit, it's I'm going to be responsible for it unless I get hit to say I'm not.
Okay. So start back at the beginning.
Okay. So basically, you know, I'll file the motion tomorrow to withdraw. What are you going to do about BFR? Because BFR is going to need to get in counsel.
Yeah, well, so that's why would you withdraw on them?
Because everything you do is going to be run up against me and BFR.
Right.
And we're going to be stuck with the fees, and I can't.
You won't be stuck with my fees.
I'm stuck with all the fees.
Yeah, but I don't have any fees.
Like, I'm your fucking left
but
hand.
I don't have any fees.
Oh, my God. We have, like, probably $500,000 of fees we owe them right now. But the beauty of that order he entered about the attorney's fees, we set the hearing, he said 60 days, 30 days.
Are you going to disqualify him?
No.
Why?
Because I know better. I'm not stupid.
What
I'm doing is I'm filing a notice of appeal. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to defend. I'm going to get him to put in writing. I can defend the attorney's fees.
Are you asking to stay the...
No, he's not going to stay shit.
Are you asking the appeals court? on appeal to stay.
They're not going to stay it, but we can ask them. Mm-hmm. You've got to accept the reality. Your house is fucking selling in 2 weeks.
I know. I've heard
that's the reality.
I've heard
nothing
that before.
Nothing is going to stop it.
All right, all right, all right.
Okay.
So this time, nothing is going to stop it.
Okay.
I'm just telling you. Nothing. I don't care if you qualify. I don't care if you fucking file criminal charges. I know you're giggling, Elliot.
I don't care. Let him take
how
it.
How can you not care if you lose your home in 2 weeks if we can try to solve it somehow? Like we talked about from day one.
Okay, yeah.
So the question becomes, Candy, is there anyone that will help us pay off this fucking judgment and interest? Because at least that saves the house. Because anything that attaches to Elliot personally doesn't attach to the house.
Well, how much is that?
So I'm going to call the clerk tomorrow and find out what it is. Okay.
For the day before the sale.
Now, you got to remember that if we do win the appeal, or if we do win on different things that we do, because I don't plan on stopping, mark my words, I'm going to be filing a separate civil lawsuit against him for fraud. I already talked to Patty. Don't you dare fucking talk about this on the phone. Patty and I are going to be the plaintiffs, and we're suing her sister. We're suing Sweet Apple's firm, you know, sweater Cindy and Sweet Apple and the law firm. We're suing
Kate Rosen's
law firm when I can fucking pull it off. So it's going to happen sometime in the next probably 60 days. So I'm going to file a lawsuit against them for fraud. I'm going after them for everything. Because they have fucking ruined my reputation. Shit's hitting on the internet. Someone's spreading this shit around. People are already calling me, clients of mine already calling me. I'm waiting for someone to approach them to try to pay them off, and all of them are ready. That if someone approaches them trying to pay them off, that they're going to defend me. But forget that. Let's just talk about the case to start. Okay. I'm going to file a personal appeal because he should have never entered a judgment against me, jointly and severally. He claimed I was derelict, you know, and I was delaying shit because that suggestion of bankruptcy. I found a fucking email yesterday where Sweet Apple's claiming he never knew that I was trying to settle. I never contacted him. I used the wrong email on the chain with the other guy. Okay. He's right. For some reason, I had the wrong email on that one chain, but that settlement doesn't matter anyway. Okay? I had emails between me, Brad, and Sweet Apple asking questions and talking about things and telling him, mortgage coming in. If you're not going to talk to me about settlement, I'm going to the new lawyer. So I told him I was negotiating settlement with a new lawyer, and he's playing dumb. I got him by the balls, and the way I'm going to get into evidence, as written, is when he gives us his bill, and he bills for every email, and I get to take his depo.
Right.
Okay, so you bill for every fucking email you got, right? You have no other emails in this case. He's going to say, no, I don't. And I'm going to pop up with this fucking smoking ass gun. I printed it, I put it somewhere, and I took someone to take it home with them. So they try to erase it again? So now he's going to come in, and he's going to lie to the court, say, I never once talked to him about settlement. I've got it in writing now. Mm-hmm. And Brad Schreiber's law firm already has said they're not going to erase any emails. I'll put everybody on written notice that I was going to sue them. And so none of them can erase any evidence or hide any evidence. Or that's criminal. So
how does this help us?
Well, it helps us in the end get money back for damages.
Who? You and Patty?
No. This isn't your case. Let me go back to your case. In your case... Okay, let me start over. Patty and I are suing separately because we're both pissed off.
Okay.
For what they've done to both of us.
Okay.
Calling her a murderer. Her sister coming in lying about when she actually got diagnosed. The doctor coming in and using a report from 2 years later and a judge pretending like she had Alzheimer's since 2022 when she wasn't diagnosed until 2024. You know, all that crap. It's about 10 things, which I'm going to give you that so you can attach that to your motions. The package. I'm putting together a package of each fraud of the court. Okay? With the evidence I have. Except for the Schreiber email. I'm holding that one for the attorney's fee hearing on your case. The judge is going to hold an attorney's fee hearing on your case. He has to let me defend that. He has no choice. If not, I will do a writ of prohibition. He says you can't file anything, you can't even file a defense for the attorney's fee. He entered an order saying I had to respond.
Then why aren't you filing a discall on the multiple problems with that order?
Because he ordered me not to file anything. I'm not going to file shit. He told me not to file anything. I'll give you an emergency suspension from the bar if I file a fucking thing except for an appeal and I get permission to file.
Well, that's a denial of our due process rights.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What? That's 100% 1983 case
what?
Right there.
Why? Can't file a rehearing.
That I can't file a rehearing,
well, no,
I can't
not.
File
the
an
judge
appeal.
Scott made findings, written findings.
Of what?
That basically you committed fraud.
No,
hold on.
There's
no evidence. I was dilatory, therefore I can't file anything else.
Okay, but there's no finding of fraud. Fraud has to be found with specificity. He doesn't even mention what
he did. He did do specificity. He put in wherefore clauses, he put in statements, he cited records, he did footnotes. He put in plenty of specificity, mark my fucking words. But he's still wrong.
Okay.
And it should get reversed on appeal. But that won't stop the sale. My whole point is this. I can't help you stop the sale. I'm telling you right now. I'm
okay,
not calling
I think
shit.
I can, so I'm not worried about it.
Okay,
that.
Good luck, but okay. Have an alternative plan. Don't go in there stupidly thinking you're going to stop it. You're not.
I do.
Even if you file bankruptcy and you file a suggestion of bankruptcy, that motherfucker's going to make sure the property sold.
How would he do that?
I'm just letting you know. I don't know.
Well, I know he filed it at 10:30, 11 o'clock, whatever, on the night to stop us from being at the 15th, where we could have filed bankruptcy.
You've already got bankruptcy orders saying you can't file again.
Till the 15th.
Of what month?
Next month.
Of April.
Yeah. So he set the sale one day before, which helps me prove his conspiracy.
If you can file, you're not
going to
prove conspiracy.
Oh, I am. Listen, I got all the beauty of it. I got both attorneys have called each other fraud in the court, you and Sweet Apple. Mm-hmm. He didn't adjudicate that, and he's
yes,
moving.
Yes, he did. He adjudicated against me.
Yeah, no, he didn't.
Oh, he clearly
not
adjudicated
against
me. Oh, yes, he
no,
did.
No, he didn't.
Read it again. He adjudicated against us.
I've read it 10 times.
I've read it, and I gave it to two fucking lawyers.
Okay.
And they all told me, you're going to get an emergency suspension for the bar if you don't file a fucking appeal and deal with this. And my whole career's fucking over, and that ain't gonna happen on this fucking case. No
okay,
way.
So your appeal.
An appeal, what? I'll file a motion to stay, but the problem is the house is gonna be sold already.
Well, not if they stay it.
The only way you could potentially have any chance of staying a sale is if BFR gets an attorney, files a bankruptcy, and files a motion to shorten the time frame.
BFR can file a bankruptcy until the 15th.
You can file it, but you can file it with a motion to shorten the time. Who else is going to file bankruptcy and stop it? You're surely not going to drag. He left Candy clean and he left the kids clean.
Me.
Thank God, Candy, he did that for you and for your kids. He left you guys out of it.
Yeah.
Who, this cockroach?
He was a pissed off.
He brought my
Kevin
kids in.
Elliot.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
BFR, he brought my kids in.
I know, but not directly. Yeah. Not like he did to you and me.
It's okay.
Not like he did to you and me.
He don't scare me. He's a fucking piece
Well,
of
he
shit.
Does fucking scare me, dude.
Okay,
I've been
I get it.
Attorney for 37 years and my life is at stake here. So don't be a selfish prick.
So you're throwing us under the bus, please.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. I can't do anything. It's what I'm fucking telling you. And I'm trying to give you advice on how I can help you. How am I throwing you under the bus by not fucking filing something when I'm ordered not to file something? How is that throwing you under the bus?
By saying his order is void. This is all bullshit.
But I can't file in front of him. He's not going to declare his order is void. I need another judge to do it.
That's why I disqualify him.
He's not going to disqualify himself.
Well, I think
really
I got good grounds. Yeah.
On what grounds?
On punch.
So you're going to file a motion to disqualify. You do that.
I will.
And he's going to just strike it and ignore it.
Let him.
Okay, I'm just letting
that
you know.
That proves my 1983 claim that this is a massive conspiracy in the court where attorneys are claiming fraud against each other. He did nothing to make you show cause. He didn't force...
He did. He fucking made me take
no,
my
no,
death while he weighed privileges.
No, no.
He ruled against
he,
me
he
after
let,
he gave me an evidence.
He actually admits it in the order. He admits it. He says he blames it on you for not calling up the 1540 first.
Because Octodel said that would be done later.
I don't care what Octodel said.
What Octodel did was right.
He said.
What Octodel did was
that's
right.
That's right.
This guy should have never stricken my 1.54. I agree with you.
That's
on that.
Insane.
That is insane.
That's a denial of due process rights right there.
I
got
agree.
Him on so many grounds.
But that doesn't stop the sale.
You know, so if I get him recused and his order revoked, I'm going to put him right in the middle of the conspiracy and almost maybe claim the lawyers on both sides are in a conspiracy
if
against me.
If you claim I'm on a conspiracy, I'll fucking kill you. I'm just gonna
well,
tell you
just
right now.
According to his order.
No.
Yeah.
If you fucking don't defend me to the end of the earth, I will come to your house and fucking kill you.
That's kind
of
like a
and
good guy, bad guy.
I'm just letting you know, do not fucking throw me under the bus with these fuckers. I've been here for your fucking family for nothing.
I get it.
And I am still going to keep fighting.
I get it,
I'm
but I'm
going to
rely on his order if I do.
Well, you're going to rely on his order.
To say that he's claiming you're committing fraud.
Right, he's claiming.
You're claiming that.
But you need
that
to
Sweet
end,
Apple claim.
But you need to, in that order, do like you're doing in the affidavit for the attorney's fee and defend me and say my attorney did not commit fraud. Put in a fucking line to protect me.
Well, I might say that, but I also will say he said you're committing fraud.
I don't care.
Fraud.
You can say whatever the fuck
right.
he said, but you better put a line in there to protect me.
Okay, I got it.
If you throw me under the bus, then you're throwing yourself under the bus. Because I'm the only fucking credibility you have. And if I win on the appeal...
I have a credibility of truth in God, so I never worry about that. And it serves me long and well.
As a human, you have plenty
look,
of credibility.
I've got
LA,
rid
of
six judges already.
Human,
I've got rid of six judges on far less grounds. I've got some things that he's automatically disqualified that he's done here. Literally.
I hope you win on that.
I will.
Before the attorney's fee hearing. Except the attorney's fee hearing is the only time I can re-allege the fraud. See, as you got to remember, if I'm allowed to defend the attorney's fee hearing, and let's say you give me a bill, and I ask you, you bill for every email, right, sir? Absolutely. You keep immaculate records of all your emails. I do, absolutely. Really. So I didn't. I never told you in an email that I was going to approach a new attorney for settlement.
Did he ask you to provide discovery and send his emails?
No, because the judge set the hearing before we got the discovery done. I was noticing his depo. I got a date agreement and he fucking set the trial before the
I don't think you should disqualify yourself from DFR.
I think I have to.
Why?
Because everything you file is going to run up fees and I can't take that financial risk. I don't have that freedom in my life to take a risk for you for another $1 million.
Well, you're
going to
be doing it anyways.
No, but I could stop the bleeding at least.
Well, so what's the difference between me and BFR and BFR? Why not just we withdraw?
I think if you want BFR to file motions to disqualify and you want
I want
BFR
them on
to,
appeal.
If you want, I agree BFR should file an appeal.
With you?
I don't mind filing the appeal for BFR.
Okay,
and for me.
Good.
And you and I could file you pro se in it. We could file one appeal and just say these three parties you represent, because you have more than one lawyer in an appeal. I'll stay on as BFR's attorney for the appeal.
Okay.
As long as you don't file anything in the underlying case for BFR, unless you hire a new trial lawyer.
I won't, right.
Unless you have a new trial lawyer, and then
he files. I can't file anything for BFR.
Well, if you get a new lawyer, he can. He can
right.
file a motion to refuse.
Do you have a new lawyer for me?
I don't have anyone who's stepping into this quagmire at this point. They agree with me, the lawyer I'm bringing my law firm to. He agrees with me, I need to file the appeal. He agrees with me, he'll come to the attorney's fee hearing, and we're going to blindside the fuck out of him at the attorney's fee hearing and show his front of the court. And at that point, the judge could arrest him. Let's just pray that don't say anything to anyone about this fucking email. Because if you say it anywhere, they're going to hear it, and then they're going to move it. Okay?
What do you know?
I have an email that's a smoking gun where Sweet Apple testified I never talked to him about settlement. Remember? And I said, no, you're right.
Yeah.
I said, you weren't the attorney.
Right.
I found an email I actually did.
Well,
I asked him for a payoff.
And there's another great thing.
And then I said, listen, I said, you know, Morgan Weinstein is coming in. I said, are you going to discuss this with me? He said, the payoff is the judgment plus whatever the clerk says it is. Fuck you, basically. And he just hooked out. Schreiber tells me, just, you know, you can move the settlement. So I've always talked to the right lawyer.
Right.
I've always done the right thing. I've never once done anything fucking wrong. I am livid.
You should read his order.
I am livid. No, I've read the order, and I'm not reading it again right now because I'll fucking kill someone. So
but he says you've done all a lot of wrong.
Well, of course he said I did 100 things wrong, and I have evidence for 90% of it. And then I have evidence for Joanna's fraud and the lies and then that guy.
Well, what about Exhibit I? Could have flipped this whole script.
No, Exhibit I's not going to blow us out of the water. I'm sorry.
It would have.
No, when I talked to them, they told me they
can't prove. Well, we still haven't prosecuted it. You never had the second part of the hearing.
Patty and
for
her
Patty.
Patty's criminal attorney asked me not to do anything until she's off
David
first of all, house
did?
Arrest. Then he said, now I understand that she's off after. You know that, you know her sister
why
tried to violate
her. Why did you tell her? Yes.
You
why did you not?
I yeah. talked to her probation officer, and I'm not going to repeat what she
no,
said.
No,
but
why
I
didn't you have her file the PBSO report with PBSO and start them investigating that letter she wrote?
No, she can't. Her attorney didn't want her to.
What attorney?
You can't put her criminal attorney. You can't put her at risk for yourself. No. You knew coming in that Patty
there's
had
no
her own case.
There's no risk to her filing that complaint.
Absolutely there is.
Why?
If there's one thing in it that's not true, she could get arrested for violation of probation.
There's not a single thing that's in there.
Elliot,
that's not true.
Just do me a favor. Don't put her life and freedom at risk. You told me to protect her with all costs. You're going to have to deal with the fact she can only do certain things, and that is now that I have her probation where I want her.
But we're supposed to be protecting Pat Thom Sr. She's in guardianship. They've walked all over all these things we were not going to have happen. I've got to solve that in a few minutes. Thank God I've been working on it. Thank God, you know, we're getting good advice. And I'm telling you.
I hope you're not getting it from Kevin and Layla, because that's not good advice.
Kevin and who?
Lalak, whatever his name is.
I get advice from 25 different people.
Okay, so why doesn't one of them jump in and help you now?
They
These
are.
People think you're so right, your case is so good. Who's following the 1983 case? You should be following that tomorrow.
I'm very well, might be.
That's what you need. If you file your 1983 case right away.
In federal court.
Right.
Yes.
Then maybe Patty and I join as parties to your case, depending
okay.
on what you allege. That's a good idea. Your
right.
1983 is a good idea.
Yeah.
You could do your motion to recuse personally as soon as he signs off on me, and I'm going to put into the order that I'm not responsible for any future fees you individually incur.
But you do see, and I don't want you to take this as throwing you under the bus, that when I'm saying throw you under the bus, I mean using his order because he alleges you committed fraud as my attorney.
You need to defend me in your motion.
Yeah, okay, but listen.
You need to say the judge alleges, however, it's
there
not
you go.
Your cat's puking.
Perfect.
That's exactly how
to. But you need to. If you throw me under the bus,
I will do
lose.
That. No.
Your cat's
I'm not going to say you committed fraud.
No, you're going to defend me. You're going to say my attorney did not commit fraud, although the court ruled.
But the
ruled.
Judge, the right? Judge but ruled. The judge has right. prejudged the case.
Right.
And didn't give my lawyer these things, but now has forced me to lose lawyers
right.
for an LLC
right.
right here at critical time.
Right.
His order is
his order is
so
in
insane.
Coffin.
His own coffin. Listen, I've got rid of a lot of judges in Palm Beach.
I know you have. You talked
right.
about that.
And this guy's so
off.
Dead.
He just, is a dick. I have to
no,
say.
No, he's dead.
I'm glad. I hope you take him out.
I
honestly,
am.
I hope you take this judge out.
Well, hopefully you'll join in my disc golf.
I can't join the disc golf.
Okay.
I'm not filing anything in it. I was ordered not to call anything in that case. As an officer of the court, all I'm going to do is give permission to defend the attorney's fees. I'm going to set up the fraud there.
Why don't you go to the judicial conduct committee?
I can give you, because right now all they'll do is take me out. I don't have enough power. I don't know what you're missing here. I'm just a fucking little schmuck.
No,
I'm a cog in a wheel that opened my mouth because I'm a whistleblower. I'm a target because I'm a whistleblower.
I know. I get it.
And I'm not only your case. I'm being targeted on 10 other cases.
Okay.
So I wish your case was the only one.
I know, but mine's the key one.
You know, but yours is the key one because yours is the one that can cause an emergency suspension.
Correct.
But Sweet Apple hasn't sent it to the bar yet that I know of. If he does, he's really stupid because he's opening up the door to all of his fraud.
Coming
that's
out,
the,
right
that's
there.
That's the only reason why I think
you
he
have
hasn't.
A response
right.
to
that's
that.
The only reason why I don't think he has filed yet.
Yeah.
Now, the judge left three sentences in that order.
And I think Tarnapino went to University of Florida in the same class, possibly, as Sweet Apple, which I've been looking at
no,
for a while.
No, he's way too young.
No.
He's younger than Sweet Apple. He's at least 10 years younger than Sweet Apple.
Yeah,
please. He's an idiot.
That's what I heard from Bill today.
He's a real idiot. What he did, he just wanted to shut this case down and end it.
Yeah,
that's
but
he
denied
about.
All our due process, right?
I agree.
Okay, well, there you go. That's what you should be.
I can't file anything.
You could file an injunction to stop it because he's violating due process rights.
No, once he found that I was dilatory, he has a right to stop me from filing things by law.
Okay, but it doesn't stop you from filing for an injunction in federal court tomorrow.
No, it doesn't, but I don't have the time or money to do that. I need,
oh, so
I need
I'm going under the bus and losing the house.
Well, what do you want me to do? Pay me fees, I'll do it.
Hey, I don't know. Okay, what are the fees? Tell me what the cost is.
Jesus, I need $50,000.
Oh, okay. I told you the registry funds.
The
so
registry funds are assigned to your house.
Part of them, $200.
No, the whole registry funds were assigned to your house. But
no.
When we settled it for the $225, the difference I was going to get paid. Those registry funds are tied up for your house.
Not 270
the
something.
Whole thing is tied up for your house right now. It says to close on your house. That's what the order says.
Oh, I thought
so
it was
I protected those monies from anyone else touching them, including the $56,000 he wanted.
Nobody.
That might have hurt me, but it protected you and those funds. Okay? I don't know if you can get those funds released in time for your closing is the problem.
What?
For the reality. That's why I'm asking. Will David or someone fucking just pay it?
Why, you
and
don't
you
think
assign
the
registry them the
registry
funds?
Funds? Why, the registry funds, you
don't
think
get them. I don't think anyone's
going
to release
it. If I'm paying off, and it was used for a settlement. This would be to settle the case.
If you have the other funds
400
available,
and whatever, right.
So, Candy, if you have all the other funds available to close.
Right.
Right?
No, we don't.
Right. Okay, so once you know,
yeah.
Okay, and whoever I can call with you or with the kids on the phone, mm-hmm. Okay, because it's not my job to raise money for my client, and it's really kind of not even appropriate, although I talked to David already, but he won't call me back right now. I will help you, whatever I can do. If you can come up with the money to pay that fucking judgment off, okay,
mm-hmm. Then
that at least stops that bleeding. And that gives us all the time in the world to fight him, like I wanted to from day one.
And then we have the house.
Then you have the house.
Okay, what about the fact,
that's my
that,
Rose,
that,
we'll deal with Rose later.
What about
Rose
the clerk and that 18% back in interest?
You got to pay it for now, and then we can fight it.
Okay.
And then you get a credit back.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes you got to pay the whole thing, and then you fight to get it back. And we're not laying down. After what they did to my reputation and to his reputation, and the shit they put the kids through, the frauds in all the courts.
That'll be part of my 1983.
Just please, when you do your 1983, please don't go like off on all these tangents about all this other shit.
Well, I got a perfect conspiracy.
I know, but keep
he
it.
He just proved it.
Keep it
he
very,
put himself
I know,
at the center.
But keep it very, very, very simple. You can always amend it later.
Oh, no,
at
I know.
Just get a shell file.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's something filed. Don't start talking about
try
PBSO.
To, I'm going to try to get an injunction right away against him. He's denying all our due process rights, threatening me with criminal contempt. He hasn't even proven a fraud yet.
I know he didn't have your testimony in a depot.
Right. And how could I be doing fraud on the court when I have an attorney filing? It's your duty to say, Elliot, I'm not filing a fraud case for you. This is fraud. So
we alleged fraud the whole time.
Right.
He said that. She's
right.
Alleging fraud, but.
But then throughout the 1540, he should have said, I want this hearing now
right.
before I do that
right.
order. Right. And if he thought it.
Now listen.
And
listen,
if he thought it.
About the
appeal.
Yeah, listen.
He did say that. Why aren't we hearing this first?
Because the judge entered an order to put it off.
No.
He said, why do the 1540? If the settlement is valid, you don't need the 1540.
Right.
So he said, let's
yeah,
do.
We do.
So Opdahl, wait, hold on. Opdahl said, do the settlement hearing first, then we'll put the fraud later. It's in the record. Okay, so what this guy did is like, oh, I delayed the 1.540. I didn't need it because we were waiting for the
settlement
hearing.
Which would have.
So what he did there is absolutely dead wrong. His
and,
ruling is dead
and,
wrong.
Wait,
I understand
Inger,
that.
It can't
his ruling
be your
is
fault.
Insane.
Wait, it can't be your fault that you didn't call the 1.540 first. It's his fault.
The judge entered the order.
It's his fault that he didn't. No, in his order, he said, fraud, Inger, and, you know, she held this hearing instead of that hearing. No, you're the fucking judge. You should have called the hearing for the 1540 first.
You have to attach the Opdahl transcript that he said to put it later. That justifies the delay.
Okay,
he
but that's wrong.
He kept accusing me of dilatory conduct because every time we did the calls, you know, Cindy would be doing, and Inger's delaying. You know, they never even tried to sit Amber's depo. And he did this
right.
whole spiel about Amber not coming to her depo
right.
and her criminal
right.
shit.
Right, because they have a gun to her.
The other thing, that he did do,
I know a lot
which was
more
a complete
about that
wrong, was when he reiterated the crap from that guy's 67-page document he gave him, half of it wasn't in evidence or in the record. Which means the appeal should win. The problem is, if the appeal wins...
Get ready for Corey Sicklin at the 4th DCA.
So if the appeal wins... If the appeal wins, let's assume the court on the appeal reverses it and says, no, you had a right to file your 1.540. No, you were wrong because they didn't prove the case. No, Ms. Garcia proved during the attorney's fees provision that Mr. Sweetapple lied throughout the entire process on these five avenues, this email, the this. It's all be documented, clear, clean, directed, just in the record. I need it in the record. He won't let me put anything in the record. That's what he's trying to prevent.
Aren't you going to get in trouble for not having that email already?
I didn't have it because remember I told you I was hacked.
Yeah.
And I did not find it. It showed up after the fact. So I have to say, I just found this email. It's called Recently Discovered Evidence. That's a new 1.540. Mm-hmm. I might be able to file that in the appellate court now. I got to decide how to use this and where. I know that the state court is tied in my hands.
Wait,
and I know that
all
he's going to do is run up fees against us.
Let me ask
he's
you.
He's going to enter
this
judgments
is all after
against
the
us.
House
he's
is sold in your mind. Correct?
The house sale is a separate entity.
So, but you're not even trying a way to stop it.
I can't. My hands are tied. He ordered me not to. All
well,
I can do is file an appeal. And in the appeal,
well, there's ways
file a
through me.
I can't file for you.
No, I can file pro se.
Yeah, you can file whatever
so,
you want.
Okay.
Maybe you'll stop it. Maybe
well,
you'll get lucky.
What are your ideas on that? Oh, just that
I can
get
give
lucky?
You some of the fraud. I can give you some of the fraud to allege in your motion.
Well, and I've got you alleging fraud the whole time.
No, but I mean specific evidence.
Like I know,
as far as like the Alzheimer's, like when she, you know, you say the witnesses lied.
He threatened you with
I've got the one. Listen, I've
filed?
Got the 119 request that
right.
I did to the doctor where he lied on the stand and said he never tried to be a doctor in the state.
Right.
I have proof that the state said they
right.
wouldn't allow him.
Right.
So I have the proof and the evidence. I couldn't get it in trial because when he testified, okay, at the time like he testified, all I had was hearsay.
And why didn't we call Sweetapple to testify at that hearing?
There was nothing at that point. There was nothing at that point to do because he had already talked about everything.
Well, why didn't you put him up and impeach some of his lies?
Because there was no way to impeach him at that point. Now I can. I'm
calling him up
email.
As a witness, right
this
there.
One email is the only thing I have to impeach him.
But no, you could have called him up as a
no,
witness.
No, I needed Raymond. You know who I needed was fucking Sugar. That's who I'm pissed off at. If Sugar would have testified, he never could have determined she was incompetent.
So
you,
and
if
I
Joanna
heard,
didn't lie about when she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's,
wait, so Sugar
he
said,
put her comment. If
he
didn't
wait,
say
wait,
she had major
get this
cognitive
clear.
Because of the MoCA test.
Very important.
The evidence is so clear. He was dead wrong
very important.
In determining that she
well,
had
why
Alzheimer's.
Why didn't you put in Sugar's is evidence at some
I
point.
Did. I moved in a report and he denied it. That's part
who
of the appeal.
It?
The judge.
Why didn't we put it in the guardianship or whatever hearings?
because of the guardianship hearing, her attorney Laura had already made up her mind.
She wasn't accepting. But before Laura, we should have put it in.
Laura got a new doctor.
Why didn't you and Amber put it in?
I don't know why Amber did anything she did, but I was not her attorney.
But you were Patty's, you could have put it in.
No.
Why? Why?
Patty couldn't do anything. Patty had to stay away for her freedom. Patty, you have to understand, Patty's not a tool to use to help yourself. Patty's a whole separate individual.
Yeah, but we can help each other.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. The way that Patty's going to help you in the end, when it comes down to it, is when Patty does do her lawsuit and we fight, we've got Joanna Dental Rights that's been stealing over $2 million now.
Well, what was the number they put in?
She got a house for $1.2 million, yeah. Put it in a corporation,
an LLC,
J-O-S.
Yeah,
Olga. Whatever her name's, Olga. S for sign.
Right. Yep.
LLC. Now, she's the trustee. Now, the trust allowed her to buy a house, just like Patty has a house in the trust, but she had the title in the trust. She didn't title it in the trust because her sister would inherit half of it. Because her sister has a house worth $200,000, right. She's got a house worth $1.2 million. If something happened to her mom,
well, why
she's killing
she
her mom.
Why haven't you moved to disqualify her in the probate and estate cases as trustee and stuff?
Who's paying for it, number one? Number two, her attorney didn't want her to file anything until she finished her stuff. Now, we're almost ready to go. But now, I can't...
Well, I got to call David for a bunch of things.
David needs to help us now.
I need to talk to him. Yeah.
So, I mean, listen. I don't think... You have too many friends, Elliot.
Yeah.
At this point, that can pay just to get the fucking final judgment paid off.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. When
I'll
I get there
tomorrow, what the amount is.
And I don't care, like I told you all along, I don't care about those. You take the fucking house. By the time I burn
they
it to
do.
The ground,
family
they
cares.
Don't. She doesn't. We already went there. I mean, we care.
They
we get
care,
the
but
best.
It depends
what the amount is.
No, they're not.
At the end of the day, it depends what the best decision is. I mean,
well, you're going to have to go. If you go buy a new house, you're buying it at 100% retail. You buy this house, you're buying it
exactly.
at wholesale.
Well,
it's stupid to buy another house.
I'm buying a house, right, that already has equity built into it. Instead of buying a $400,000 house, that's a $400,000 house.
Right, you're buying a $400,000
yeah, but we already,
house.
But we already put in with the kids' money originally.
I know, but it's still the value we're buying a $800,000 house.
You'd be crazy to let this house go.
It's
I'm
not
going to
be $400,000.
Yeah. You're crazy to let this house go, no matter what.
But
pay.
It could be, yeah, if it's $680,000 or something, it becomes a big difference finding out what that number
right.
is. So
it's
it
probably
be $500,000.
I think that's
the problem is this: if you pay it off mm-hmm. and you pull it out of the final judgment,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Then okay, and then the fees they're attaching, are against me and Elliot. Elliot doesn't own the house, and I don't own the house. Okay. Yeah. But they also would attach fees to BFR.
But if I get a
BFR
friend,
could
to,
always spell bankrupt.
If I get a friend to buy it, the next day I'm going to quit claim deem it to him to own it and get it out of BFR and out of our
life. Perfect.
Life.
You buy it, you quit claim that motherfucker.
For $1, I'll sell
Dude,
it to him.
Dude, that's fine.
Right.
Perfect. Protect
now,
the house.
Now he can't.
You know, I don't own
he
anything
can't
anymore.
Pay off the
Three
judgment.
Things I own. I'm taking the tags off my car, so I'm turning them to DMV tomorrow.
Okay,
my
now,
apartment out of the country, I already transferred it. I own nothing. I have $50 in the bank account. Can they get a judgment against me? Here's your $50. Fuck you.
Can my friend pay
the
registry?
The rest of my life?
Or am I the only one who can pay up the judgment?
Anyone can pay it, but they're going to just, what they're going to do, whoever you have to pay to the clerk of court, they don't give a fuck where the funds come
so
from.
So if it came out of an anonymous LLC run through Panama?
They have to have a legitimate certified check or cash.
Yeah, yeah,
you
it's all good.
You find out what they need.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it is, like certified check only.
Yeah, that's great. Listen, yeah. Protect your fucking house. Pay it off and flip the bitch.
But things can fuck up along the way.
Okay.
So I got to expect that.
Just do what
that.
You got to do. Save your family's home, please.
I may not, because if I have the
not?
Opportunity to just walk
to.
Away and
if
buy
we don't
a new
have
home.
Somebody to help pay us, we're going to. It's not optional.
I understand.
Right.
You know. So.
Right.
Instead of David buying a $400,000 house, you should buy this one. Rose is not going to file a lawsuit. He's not that stupid.
What happens
no.
to the second if we pay it off?
If it's
we
bought...
We'll sue for quiet title after you pay it off.
Why? If I assign it to someone else, then they
no,
own the house.
They're second. Still taking it subject to the second that's recorded. So
yeah,
it'll be a claim. It'll be title...
There's no...
But it's okay. It's just a title gray area.
Well, that's
area.
Why should my friend buy it at an auction?
This is the beauty of it. Listen, okay. Let's say someone pays off the house, who cares? You flip it
right.
the next day. As soon as you pay off and the house is back, BFR flips it.
Right.
To anyone you want.
Right,
whoever.
To a new LLC.
Whatever. Okay,
right.
Now the person that you're flipping it to doesn't have a clear title, so they can't sell it the next day they want it to someone else because
no, they
still
don't
have the
sell
second
it,
lien.
Obviously.
I know, but we still have the second lien.
Right.
That, now, at this point, his statute of limitations for sure starts
way
running
over.
Again.
What?
Starts running again, for sure.
Why?
Let's assume by some idiotic payoff to a court, they determine that he preserved his statute of limitation.
I know,
but I'm just saying, because look, they can do, look what they've been doing to us anyway. They can't do anything.
Yes,
they
people
are.
Can violate the law.
So my point is you just have to file quiet title if and when you need clean
like
title.
I told you, people are watching everything. All the people involved in this conspiracy right now are monitored by people who took down the three most powerful men in New York when everybody for 10 years said,
you
and what army
picture.
Are taking them down.
I
trust me, you're
big...
under surveillance.
You're, no shit.
What happens?
Yeah,
what happens?
By my people, not just the other people.
What happens if we have somebody that can buy that auction?
Huh?
What happens if we...
That's risky.
Why? Why, if he buys it off at auction,
it's clear. But that's risky. Why would you take the risk?
What's the risk?
Someone else will buy it. Someone else will beat you. Anyone in the public.
Why?
The plaintiff can outbid.
Do you know how many people are at these foreclosure auctions?
Five.
And this is unseen, and nobody's been inside. Right.
I wouldn't take the risk. Every time I've taken that risk, the only reason I got the house is back is because... The only reason I got the houses back is because the plaintiff bought it and the plaintiff sold it back to me. This plaintiff ain't never gonna sell this house.
Yeah.
This what?
I'll say it one last time, I'm not gonna repeat myself. If you have a way to buy the fucking house, buy it, flip it. If you don't, say goodbye to your house.
Well, other
pack
than
your
buying
shit,
it at auction.
Well, that's the last case scenario.
Why? That gets rid of all the...
Well, listen, if someone is going to buy it for you before auction, why wait till after auction?
Yeah.
Because it gets rid of everything. The house is now in somebody else's name. All the other fees go away.
The other fees don't go away.
I mean, Ted's mortgage
BFR,
goes away.
Just so you know, BFR will still be responsible for the fees, just like me and you. And if neither of you pay, I have to pay it out of my pocket. So I'll be paying $100 a month for the rest of my life.
And so...
Unless I went on appeal. Otherwise, I'm paying your attorney's fees for you as a favor. That'll really piss me off. After 37 years, if I got to pay someone's fucking fees when I wasn't even paid on the case, I literally pictured myself taking a gun and going to Sweet Apple's house and putting the gun in his fucking cock and going to Joanne and putting it up her pussy. That's how pissed I was.
Yeah.
I didn't consider suicide. I considered murder. 10 people.
Yeah, don't commit suicide. Let them shoot you to death.
Yeah. 10 people.
I considered take out
murdering.
Some of that.
So guess what's going to happen in my movie? I'm going to have my P.I. go rogue and murder them all. So I'm going to have the satisfaction of murdering Sweet Apple and Joanna and fucking Cindy and everybody.
Oh my god, honey, you are spitzing.
Dying.
She's not well.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't been well for a long time. But...
Well, that's their goal.
What?
Their goal is to make you sick.
Yes.
We're going to AC in a second.
What?
We're going to AC in a second.
Oh, god. But I got to go back to sleep. I mean, I'm like dead. All right, so, no, I'm okay.
So the deal is this. I'm putting together the fraud case, okay? We can disclose it right now per the court order in my response to the attorney's fees. And meanwhile, I've got to file the appeal.
Right.
Me filing the appeal for myself doesn't stay to sale the house. All it does is stay the attorney's fees.
Right.
So if you want to stay the sale of the house, I don't know what the hell you're going to file. It's all going to get stripped.
What? Why?
The judge said, I'm going to strike anything you filed.
On appeal? Oh my god, if he does that, my $1983 dollars just went outrageous on this motherfucker. And he proves my whole case. Trust me, I'm setting him up the most. He's the one they're now focused at taking down.
I understand.
Not me. Trust me.
I understand.
Okay, good.
Remember what, he deserves to be taken down.
He does.
He can't be taken down until I don't have the liability for what you do.
Well, you better make that happen tomorrow on that emergency motion.
It's not an emergency, it's the problem.
We're filing an emergency. I sent you a draft.
I know, but if I file an emergency motion, it's not an emergency. I have to file it. I don't need a hearing. I
can
just submit
it. I can file
it. Hold on. No.
Firing you.
You can't. No.
Why?
Stop. I will file the motion tomorrow with the consent of the proposed order. If the judge doesn't sign it by Tuesday or Wednesday, then we can refile it as an emergency because we have a time frame.
I have a time frame now.
Proper way. Yes. If I filed as an emergency, I'll get sanctioned. The last three judges I filed an emergency fucking yelled at me. I know better. You don't understand how corrupt the courts have gotten.
Well, it's an emergency. We have a time limit.
It's not
she
an
said
emergency.
If she can file an emergency if they don't sign it by Tuesday.
Right.
Because there's a time.
I'll file the motion in the morning. Now that you signed a consent, if BFR signs a consent and you sign a consent, I need to come off as both of
I don't.
Them.
You're not going to do BFR. First,
I need
you're
to come
gonna
off
wait
both
till you appeal.
BFR, known as state court.
No, you're gonna appeal.
Filing the appeal has got nothing to do with the state court. I will file the appeal for BFR and me.
You have to file the notice of appeal in his court.
I understand it's got nothing to do with me being BFR's attorney. I need to come off of BFR's attorney in the state court, especially if you're going to be filing 1983 actions and doing all this shit.
We'll do it later.
Doing together.
Why?
Because I have a conflict for both of them. I've got to defend myself.
No, I know, but you're leaving BFR without counsel.
They don't need counsel. They can't file anything anyway.
Yeah, they can.
What? They can't.
She's going to be...
We're not
but you're
worried about
his
order.
You're going to file for BFR on the appeal.
I'll file this appeal.
On the appeal.
On the appeal.
Just not...
Yeah. I'm just not going to file for this judge. It's
right.
a waste of time.
Right.
Now, listen. But at the attorney's fees hearing, when I defend it, my defense could just be rubber stamped. He could take it and BFR can turn around and we just both file all the same defense.
BFR has to have an attorney. It's,
it's okay.
So.
We'll figure it out at that point. And if we win on those fees, which we're not going to win on all the fees, we might reduce it by some, but the only benefit to defending the fees, honestly, is to put the fraud in the record that we need for the appeal. Because he won't let me file the evidence or anything in the record now. He said, you can't file a thing or I'll strike it.
Yeah, well, fuck him.
I understand.
Let him strike it. Every time he does that, he's tightening his own noose.
No, but he's not right
he
now.
He is.
No, Elliot, he says that we were dilatory, we committed fraud.
Yeah, so
right.
what
would
he
has a right to stop
but
us
then you're looking
shit.
At criminal shit, fuck that, whatever that thing is. Fuck that.
I'm not doing that. I am not. I'm not going to dig a deeper hole, Elliot. I've got to go to a different hole and start digging. This hole is dead. Had Carol stayed on the case, he gave me the first extension, we would have already won.
But I've got to give
had
him...
Had Offedale stayed on the case, we would have already won.
I got to give him...
But both of them ran
see,
away.
See, that's why they've... Yeah.
They all ran away.
Right, they had to find a cleaner, it's called.
Yeah, he's a cleaner,
oh,
right?
Absolutely.
But he's cleaning the wrong bitch.
He's
I'll
cleaning
you.
The wrong
you think
guy.
You're
right.
Well, you're already going.
Yeah, but
I mean,
have a history of attacking judges
this.
And bringing them down.
Look at how many judges this case has had. They were judge shopping, for sure.
So the key becomes this. If we can take the pressure off your family, and I know you won't know until tomorrow, I'll stick prayers and light candles for you tonight, Candy. Pay the goddamn judgment. Flip the fucking title.
Okay.
Okay? If the only lien in the title then will become two issues. Three issues. Mm-hmm. Right? The only potential liens we have. One would be any attorney's fee order that's entered against BFR in this case, which we're going to defend. Okay?
Yeah. But if we flip the title,
if you go to sell the property again, the next owner of the title company are going to have to deal with the judgment, if it exists. Okay? The $56,000 judgment, is it against BFR or just the kids?
The kids.
It's not against BFR?
I think so. I don't know.
Because BFR was involuntary. Oh, good. That's good then.
We don't
they
know.
They got the money in the trust. We got the money in the court registry we need for that.
Oh, but that's in trust. They can't really touch that.
They can. They can pay off their judgments
what?
For that.
It's
they
in a
to.
Trust.
We can get permission for the court to pay if we have to between the kids.
Yeah. Okay.
And see, what I would have to do is I would take my $50,000 that I'm owed from that money, if you pay it off, and if I've got to pay their fees, I'd have to pay their fees, appeal it, and that would cover him and cover BFR, so your fees are gone too.
Well, all the money in the registry
okay,
will
okay.
be gone.
So now wait.
Every dollar of the registry funds will be used with whoever comes in to buy it off. I mean, I'm taking $270 from the registry to
add. No, I'm owed from those fees. I'm owed from that money fee.
Well, okay, so if we buy the judgment
something
off,
or something,
any,
or I'll get
any
a loan on the house.
Debts
later,
on BFR or cars.
Well, you can
put
the house later, but if you don't own the house, you can. If you're flipping the house to someone else, there's no protection. I can't put a lien on the house for my fees.
No, but I can ask my friend for.
We'll figure it. We gotta figure out the math.
So, but if we get the judgment amount tomorrow,
right?
Okay, then all that judgment still sticks with BFR. It's still under BFR.
What judgment?
Can we?
Okay.
What judgment? The bankruptcy?
So you're talking about you get the money.
It's attorney fees.
So if you pay off the house tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. So BFR now has paid off the house. It's got title to the house.
Mm-hmm.
You take the house and you flip it immediately.
Okay.
Now it's being flipped. It's subject to BFR's debts.
It's what?
To BFR's debt.
So we got to fight that attorney's fee and appeal it and try to get it down to zero or negotiate it down with them, like if the judge sends us to mediation.
Okay, or it goes to the fucking
did.
Courthouse steps and somebody buys it and all that shit's wiped out and BFR's bankrupt.
No, but BFR will still get an attorney's fee bill
but
for
fees. There's nothing in BFR.
Yeah, but I'm
and
still
the house
subjected
won't
to all
be in,
these fees
okay,
also.
That's what you've got to deal with. But BFR is gone at that point. I mean, the BFR's got no
so
assets.
So then you and I owe the fees together.
What? Oh, yeah. Let them collect from me
and
with all the other
judgments.
I've had judgments,
sanctions. No, but I have
sanctions.
To pay
it
to an attorney, and I'll lose my insurance license and everything I've been building.
Do you
my
have
FBI
insurance
license.
That covers it?
I have insurance licenses and everything. I'm going to lose all that shit if I have
no,
a judgment.
No, but do you have, like, an E&O insurance that would cover it?
No. I wish I did. If I had to get no insurance, I'd make a fucking claim tomorrow. But then again, that'd be me admitting liability, which I don't have any.
Right.
I fucking did nothing.
Well, you'd
wrong.
Have to notify him that you're being.
Of course, I would notify him right. immediately. I would have already notified him. Damn, I right. had to even go. Too expensive. All I could do is take the money that would be mine from the court registry for my fees and use it to satisfy our joint debt. So instead of me getting paid, I'm taking that fucking money and giving it to them. So I'm not getting paid. I've never made a fucking penny. And every penny I've earned for the last 2 years working for you guys goes to those fuckers. But at least it would get rid of his debt and my debt and BFR's debt. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's attorney fees in the fucking judgment.
Let them go after BFR if there's no house there anymore.
Yeah, but that's not... The attorney fees we're responsible for are for when we filed the settlement moving forward.
Yeah.
And he ran up at least $300,000,
$400,000. Oh, he's going to claim a million.
But if he leaves off these emails,
he's
going to
claim a million.
He's got to prove it, because I purposely didn't do much work so he couldn't run up his fees. I purposely.
Okay, but
he's going to claim at least probably $250,000.
Great.
What I'm assuming.
The BFR won't have any asset to go after.
That means I have to pay.
They can't go after the kids' registry.
I have to pay it if y'all fucking skate. I have to pay it personally right now. Out of my fucking pocket.
But you're
pocket.
Not going to let
I
that happen.
I have to fucking pay it, whether
well,
I'm
going
to pay
it
the rest of my life. I am going to fight it in the appeal, yes.
Right.
But if y'all don't pay it, and y'all escape, and you leave me hanging, I have to fucking pay your fucking
yeah,
fees.
Yeah, because I already...
You
I have
what
to
I'm
use
saying?
$270 for whatever I do. If
no, you $50,000 of that is designated toward my fees.
No,
I'm
I've
to take
already
my,
committed
I'm
it to the purchase of the house.
It was committed to me
I
years ago.
I
and
can't
I'm going to use that to cover our fees.
I can't
okay,
do
we'll
that.
Figure that out.
That money's gone.
Yeah, no, you, no, yeah, no. You have to keep that money tied up for our fees for right now. Hopefully we won't have to pay it. But you can't use that fucking
if I
money.
Buy that house... With somebody putting in the extra, they're putting in the extra over 270.
No, you're telling me to get 225 right now.
They're not going to go for it.
So basically,
we'll
I've worked for nothing,
that.
And now I'm going to have to also pay your fees. Is that what you're telling me? You're not going to
we'll figure it out.
Grand?
I'll get a mortgage or something.
I
yourself.
Said
fuck
if
it. We'll figure
right.
it out.
But you
if,
can't.
If
you can't.
If we get the house,
if you flip the house, you can't.
If we
see what I'm saying?
If we flip the house, I can get my friend to do a home equity, and I'll pay it.
Okay, we'll put it in writing.
And I have money. I will.
Okay. If you put that in writing.
I'm getting eaten alive.
Okay.
All right. And we got it. I want to
yeah.
drive home. I'm worried about you. You're getting the sweat coming off. It's
tell
hot.
Me about, no, Mom and Dad. No, what the fuck?
So let me know if someone's going to come up with the money for you to save your house.
Okay. But I'm telling you, I already know that part.
Can you come up with the money for me to pay the filing fee for the appeal?
Helpful.
Water.
Yes.
I've got. I
don't have the $450 to file the appeal for all of us.
Neither do I.
$450,000.
$450.
Oh.
To file the notice of appeal.
Yeah, I've used all the papers
straight.
On
her,
this. On
her phone. Her phones are in here somewhere. Anyway, I think.
Okay. Wait, the light up there. The light's to the right.
Oh.
Of water.
Yeah. The water. There's the ice right there.
Oh, right here. This water?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, is that water?
Yes, and here's ice.
I have ice.
Oh.
I got a whole
lot. Try it on narcotics.
I just saw the neighbors walking their dog for the time.
Hot and itchy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you rush immediately to throw it
out? Did I tell you my neighbor lost one of her little dogs choked on an apple core yesterday? So he was only 3.5 years old, and he had this, like, because she fosters puppies before they get adopted. He had, like, a cleft lip and everything. She had all the surgeries on him. She used to take him to work with her every
puppy.
Day. Chosen an apple.
Puppy.
God.
So sad.
And hi, you.
That's Puckett.
Did you get some of that?
Yeah. All right, are you ready?
Do you want some juice or something?
Tequila?
I don't have tequila. I wish I can't afford tequila.
I was kidding.
Juice?
No.
No?
No? Milk? Juice?
Water.
No.
Okay, go rest.
And I see him getting
please
all shaky.
Just don't do anything drastic. Let me get this withdrawal signed.
Okay.
We got to figure out where we're coming up with the money to pay the appeal fees, guys. I don't have it.
Okay, well. You don't either.
Well, let's see if someone helps. How come these people don't want to help? What is their concern? What's David's concern?
murder. My dad was murdered. Did you see the poison results? He did.
No, but David gave him money. But David gave him money and no one knows who gave it. How's that murder? How's that threats?
Because he knows who I'm up against. He's been living it for 40 years with me. 28
You are the cutest little thing, Elliot.
He was one of the first people to ever see the vengeance.
This is the cutest little dog I've ever seen in my life.
Len finds nobody to fuck with. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Right.
At least we have people watching our backs, right? Watching our backs to protect us.
So much, and they go around and they pick people. Here, Brian O'Connell, you're done. Tesher, you're done. Spallina, you're done.
Take out Portofino.
All of them. All of them involved.
Take that motherfucker out.
I got rid of the heads of the probate mafia here. Colin, French.
You didn't like your depo.
No, of course. And he went right to La Varga, and he got cover from La Varga, and they're listening and watching all these assholes. Oh, it takes time. You're a prosecutor to bring down a conspiracy.
We've had 10 judges on this case.
Yeah. I've had 4.
Love you.
Okay, take care of yourself, okay? Yeah. Yeah. Please do me a favor. Just don't do anything drastic. I know that you feel filing these things is important, but if you file them very skeleton-y, but keep the evidence hidden, we can disclose the evidence after. If you file it aggressive, attacking judges and all this crap, they're going to just strike it.
No, I know, but
make
I'm going to
so
say
they don't strike it.
Put in an injunction against
but,
this fucking dickhead
right now.
But
make it so
they
don't strike your
cleaning.
I know,
I got it.
Okay?
I don't mind if they strike it. They get added to the list.
I do mind, because then I can't win it.
Criminal. It's called finger.
If you do a 1983 and it gets stricken, I can't help you.
You know when they say touch?
Okay. No, I'm not going to do anything to you.
Yeah, let me know. Okay. First thing in the morning, I'll send the judge a proposed order when I get up. Okay?
Okay, thanks, Libby.
You're welcome.
Am I holding it?
Yeah. Just, we got to figure out just how to pay our filing. I guess, Elliot, you can do an affidavit in the property fee.
Yeah.
So I'll prepare an affidavit in the fee. We'll file it that way.
I'm in form of appropriate.
Okay, so we'll file it. I'll draft a notice of appeal for you, pro se, for BFR, and for me. And you'll do the affidavit indigency for the filing fee.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Let's do that.
Okay.
Because I want to get it filed.
It's all zeros, right. Other than private stock, and I view it worth $1 trillion. Seriously.
We can't put that because they won't give you the fees.
Yeah, they will.
You just have to put unknown.
What? Unknown what?
Unknown.
Unknown stock?
Unknown. No, you put the stock name, but put value unknown.
Right. Oh, okay.
Because
okay.
If you put trillion, then you will qualify.
Right. Right. Okay? I'm not getting any money off
it. That takes care of the appeal.
Exactly.
I'm appealing this motherfucker, and I'm not letting him off. I mean, please, watch. Watch what we do to him.
Even if we go indigency, we might have to pay for the record on appeal.
We'll try.
But no, they've denied me before. What? The record on appeal?
They prepared
it
last appeal.
You sure? Okay. Love. How do I get the fucking key? Okay.
Is that okay that we left?
Yeah, be careful about your bag. You never know what's in it. You know what I'm saying? The whole ride.
Yeah.
What?
He's getting eaten alive out there.